Hi, I'm Steph Johnson, Director of Esoteric Technologies, the company behind Solar Fire and Astrogold. Today I want to talk about Jupiter in Capricorn for the Sun Sign School of Astrology. On December the 3rd, 2019, my local time in Melbourne, Jupiter ingresses or moves into Capricorn. This is an important event. So I want to introduce Jupiter today with a few fun facts, its meaning in astrology, on a mundane and also on a level for sun signs and zodiac signs. Most of us probably know that Jupiter is the fifth planet from the sun and the largest in the solar system. It's a gas giant. And recently we've seen absolutely beautiful photos or pictures, in my opinion, of the surface of Jupiter by the aptly named spacecraft camera Juno. Jupiter has been known to astronomers and it's been used in astrology since antiquity, and it's named after the Roman god Jupiter. Astrologically, Jupiter rules Sagittarius and Pisces. It's considered to be in detriment in Gemini and Virgo, in exaltation in Cancer, and in fall in Capricorn. Interestingly too, perhaps you may not know, Jupiter rules the liver, the thighs, any growth, and the pituitary gland. Jupiter is the king of the gods in Roman mythology. He was also known as Jove and as the god of the sky and thunder. He's called Zeus in Greek mythology. That's probably what a lot of us know. Jupiter, the planet, has 69 known moons. The largest are the Galilean moons, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. In the markets, Jupiter rules gold, as does the sun. Jupiter also rules tin, zinc, and rubber. It brings expansion, new industries, prosperity, and its good aspects will bring very high rises, and its bad aspects show selling for profit making and a fall in values. It can also indicate, according to financial astrologers, overcapitalization and overproduction. But what does it mean astrologically? What does it mean for you if you're interested in astrology in your own birth chart? Well, the planet Jupiter tells you all about your goals in life, in particular the areas in which you are likely to succeed. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, abundance, and wisdom. Ancient astrologers called it the Great Benefic and believed that it bestowed riches and rewards on us. This planet was associated with kings, lords, and others in high places. Jupiter is associated with being plentiful and benevolent. It's tolerant, expansive. It's the first of the social planets. So Jupiter seeks insight through knowledge. This is the planet of exploration through study, travel, or higher learning. It's the getting of wisdom. So Jupiter tells us about our search for meaning, truth, and ethical values. The sign that Jupiter is in will tell us how we go about seeking that meaning and expanding our horizons. So let's talk a little bit about Capricorn, because that's where Jupiter is heading. Capricorn is the 10th sign of the zodiac. It's an earth sign. It's known as a cardinal sign. It's ruled by Saturn. What are Capricorn people like? What does the Capricorn sign mean? Well, Capricorn people are usually smart, hardworking, and fully in control of their destiny, or they like to think they are. A Capricorn will always get what they set their mind to, and that's a key word there, mind, in both personal and professional life. They don't like excuses, they don't suffer fools gladly, and they may, just a little bit like Taurians, other earth signs, I guess, get a reputation for being stubborn. But they simply know what they want, and also they know how they wish other people would behave. They are natural rule followers, and they thrive on order, and they love strict rules, hierarchies, and set ways to do things. I believe there are two types of Capricorns. There's the domestic goat and the mountain goat, but these things apply to both. The mountain goats are more likely to be great at climbing the corporate ladder and especially adept at making and investing money. Capricorns put a lot of stock in traditions. So for a mountain goat, that would be rules, climbing the ladder, doing things the right way. For a domestic goat, it's about the tradition of family. One of the Capricorn's greatest challenges can be to embrace its opposition sign, Cancer, which is a very emotional water sign. So in other words, feelings and the fact that life can be very messy when loved ones are involved is something that Capricorns need to learn about. When they're young, Capricorns can be pretty reserved, but as they grow older, they're like a fine wine. They just get wiser and their serious little nature comes into its own, because one of the things that really does and is associated with Capricorn is age. And as some things age, they just get so much better. But how does the planet Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion, work in Capricorn, which is the sign of rules and constriction? Well, firstly, I want to apply this to a mundane level or a world level. And then I want to go into what does it mean for individual zodiac signs, just briefly. So on a mundane level, everyone needs to reassess material goals. Excess is not ultimately rewarded when Jupiter sits in sensible Capricorn. The trouble is, corporate greed might get out of control, so it's up to individuals to combat this, kind of like the Prince of Swords. It's time to work on projects that share the world's resources, and this is highlighted also by the fact that the planets Saturn, Pluto, and the South Node are already sitting in Capricorn, urging us to look at the world's resources and how they are used. One of the problems that if you read on the internet, and which I also can see with Jupiter and Capricorn on a world level, is the problem is that fascism could be on the rise again, because as the world's resources may shrink because of these other planets, the goals or the aspirations of some may be distorted through Capricorn, Jupiter distorted through Capricorn, because Jupiter in Capricorn is considered to be in its fall. And if we look, I thought, gee, this is interesting. So I looked to see when Jupiter was last in Capricorn, because we can learn from things historically. And one of the last times that it was in Capricorn was December 2nd, 1936, through to December 20th, 1937. And we can think of what was happening in Germany in that time. If you ever get into astrology in a big way, or if you already are and you're listening to this podcast, then it would be very interesting to do more research on this. In more recent times, Jupiter has traversed Capricorn in, let's start in 72. So September 1972 through to February 1973, January 1984 through to February 1985. January 1996, you're getting the cycle, it's every 12 years, through to January 1997. And then December 19th, 2007, through to January 6th, 2009. So if you have a quiet moment and think about that, you can think about what was happening in your life during those times. So let's take a bit of a look at what Jupiter and Capricorn means perhaps for us as individuals. How can we break down this big concept into a working idea? Jupiter has been in Sagittarius, and that's been a very expansive time. I don't know about you, but I've certainly felt, and I've got a lot of planets in Sagittarius, like life has just raced away in the last couple of years for me, in a good way, but very, very fast. So Jupiter in Sagittarius, Jupiter is rule or rule Sagittarius. It's like the king or queen sitting on the throne. The king is powerful and benevolent and ruling his own kingdom. So with Jupiter in Sagittarius, hopefully we've all had a feeling of that. Jupiter is generally favorable, but in Capricorn, as I said, it's in its fall. So luck comes, but maybe to those who work for it. So I like to think that if Jupiter in Sagittarius is the king or the queen, then Jupiter in Capricorn is the aging king or queen. What is their legacy? Or if we apply it, what is your legacy? Or it's the young prince or princess, not quite ready for the throne and needing an elderly advisor. So can you kind of apply that to your chart? Where do you fit depending on your birth chart or your zodiac sign? Well, earth signs such as Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo, I think are more likely to benefit from the expansive nature of Jupiter, particularly if they've been sowing good seeds. So relying on their worldly goods, or I should say your worldly goods, your resources and talents, to prosper in the next couple of years. It's good karma if you, as busy bees, have been working towards a goal. I think Sagittarius, Aries, and Leo need to now slow down a bit and consolidate on the prosperous ventures, hopefully prosperous ventures, of the past 2 years. I think air and water signs are the ones who are really going to need to be a little bit strategic during this period, and also relying a little bit on how they've managed things in the last few years. So you're the courtiers, if you like, of the court. So where do your loyalties lie? Who is going to bestow you with goodies now? Where have you been? Where's your allegiance been, shall we put it that way? And is that allegiance now going to provide you with some good resources, some good success in your own life? I think Pisces is the exception to this. This water sign has a strong association with Jupiter. So Pisces may actually be that prince or princess in the making on the way to the throne. So Pisces, choose wise mentors. Basically, for all of us, if we, you, all have your ducks in a row already and remain debt-free and keep our finances under control, we will reap Jupiter in Capricorn's 2019 and 2020 rewards. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I'm really delighted to be part of Jessica Adams' Sun Sign School. I think it's a really great idea. Sun sign astrology is a wonderful way to get started in your astrological journey. I'd also like to point you to the Esotech podcast, which I do, which help you get started with your software if you want to explore your astrological journey more. And for instance, this recent one that I have done is on how to calculate this Jupiter and Capricorn ingress on AstroGold on the iPhone or iPad. Thanks so much. And you can follow me on Seeing with Stars on Twitter or Instagram as well. Thanks.